1349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Tuesday, August 20th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Kind of interesting to wrap up this story, talking about this Republican event hosted in Macomb County near Detroit. This is interesting because this woman, a Detroit mother of four, who works in the Michigan automobile industry, said inflation, hoping and praying Donald Trump's elected, struggling to pay for food, daycare, and diapers. Basically, during the time that Trump was in office, I could let my hair down. I could breathe a little. I could survive. Actually felt like I was getting ahead. Actually, for the first time, put some money in my savings account. Everybody thinks that because I work for the big three, I've got all this money floating around. Unfortunately, I don't. Well, when you're a working mom of four, I can understand that. Presidential election takes place, folks, 78 days from yesterday. So today is day 77. In Michigan, absentee voter ballots must be available for issuance, sending out to the people requesting them, September 26th. That's why we're putting Vicky signs back out on September 20th. Drop boxes for absentee ballots must also become accessible for 24 hours daily, beginning on September 26th. At that point, we will be just 38 days away from the election. The first and possibly only debate between Trump and Harris is scheduled for September 10th. This is going to be in Philadelphia and will be on, hosted by ABC News. Well, one of the political consultants seems to think that Donald Trump is struggling right now to find his message to go after Kamala Harris. Dennis, really? Are you like brain dead? Have you not been seeing the ads already running Donald Trump attacking Kamala Harris? The one that I think is the most impactful is absolutely unbelievable. Is back when she was prosecutor in California, stating the very liberal, left-leaning prosecutor at the time actually apprehended and caught illegal immigrants in California. Apprehended them, had them in custody, had them in jail. Then they were let go. And after they were let go, they committed violent crimes. One of them talked about one of the illegal immigrants chopped the head of a innocent kid with a sword. Who was the prosecutor? Kamala Harris. I'm Donald Trump and I approve this message. He's not struggling to find his message, Dennis. You just happen to be a liberal Democrat. Trump's 2016 campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, is returning as senior leadership in the team as an advisor. We have to hit her on economic issues. We have to hit her on illegal immigration. Bringing back Corey Lewandowski is absolutely the type of structure that he needs in the swing states. He needs to stay on message. He also needs to find areas that he can go to say, what is he going to do when he gets reelected? Not just attack Kamala Harris, but point out his Trump 47 agenda. Well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And one of the things you have to understand, folks, is the messaging, getting the information out. Again, I'm going to bring up these cards. Go to the website, acconservatives.org, donate $25. We'll send you 100 of these cards to give out to 100 people. Very simply, asking them 11 questions. How satisfied are you with the high price of gasoline and diesel fuel? How do you feel about the costs and security concerns about our open and unprotected borders, inflation in the economy, surging crime rates in our American cities? You know where the Democrats are hosting their convention right now this week? Chicago. 633 homicides so far for 2024 in the city of Chicago. Over the weekend, 32 people were shot. One of them, this story broke my heart when I read this. A 7-year-old girl, the next door neighbor called and asked the mother if she could borrow a frying pan. She needed a second frying pan to prepare dinner. She said, sure. I'll send my daughter over with it. 7-year-old girl carrying a frying pan between her house and the next door neighbor's house was shot in the head, drive-by shooting in Chicago. And this is where the Democrats choose to hold their convention. How do you feel about forced EV electric vehicle mandates? Rising food and consumer prices, the woke ideology being taught to our students in our public schools and colleges, challenges to and loss of parental rights when it comes to our children, increasing fentanyl, methamphetamine, and other drug-related deaths, rising interest in mortgage rates, attacks on our Second Amendment rights, to constitutionally protect yourself and your family. These are not Democratic or Republican issues. They are American issues. Many hardworking Americans are struggling financially and are concerned about the future for their children and their grandchildren. Between now and November 5th, 2024, talk about these issues with your family, friends, and neighbors. Promote America, not politics. You have the power to vote wisely. Spread the word. Talk to 11 people about these 11 issues. Vote intellectually, not emotionally, on November 5th, 2024. We have these cards, packets of 100. We're also shipping out a couple of rear window stickers and business cards for the radio station and this show. We will ship it directly to you. All we're asking for is a $25 donation. Go to acconservatives.org, donate $25, and we'll ship them out to you. Once you get them, put the rear window stickers on your vehicles, drive around town, pass out cards to the radio station, and hand out these 100 cards. Tell people to look the 11 questions over and then talk to 11 of their friends. For $25, folks, you could impact 1,100 voters' decisions in your community, in your county. We have them. A few of you have already donated. Packages are going out. You'll be receiving them shortly. It's all about information. It's all about getting people to think. As we tolerate getting through this Democratic National Convention, last night, I guess, I didn't listen to it, I didn't watch it, Joe Biden officially passed the torch to the new generation of Democrats. Gone are the days of John F. Kennedy Democrats. That speech last night, officially killed the John F. Kennedy wing of the Democrat Party. Biden was the last surviving veteran of that era. 45 years in public service, going all the way back to the early 1980s, late 1970s, Joe Biden, last one to remember the Kennedys. And one thing you have to understand, the new Democrats, folks, outside of their convention, they had this huge medical trailer, and they were offering free abortions in the city of Chicago last night outside the Democrat convention. Their speeches, their talks, all of the women who got up and spoke about their reproductive health care rights being taken away if Donald Trump is reelected. Unbelievable. This is actually going to be your policy platform to run on to be president of the United States. Wanting to be the first woman president, making abortion her top number one priority. Wanting to raise corporate income tax to 28%. Folks, do you know what that would single-handedly do to companies? They would leave America in a heartbeat if she becomes president and implements that corporate tax rate. Not kidding, folks. This is unbelievable. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. So the cards are very simple. Just text me cards and I'll send you a link to the website acconservatives.org. Again, just click on the yellow donate button, donate $25, and we will ship out the package to you. Also, I mentioned earlier, we're trying to help Mike Lindell sell out his inventory. Text me MP for my pillow, and I'll send you that as well. And then, of course, if you know anybody who lives in Onaway, we have the slate card prepared for the Onaway School Board. Text me Onaway, and I will send you the text message photo of the slate card that you can share with everybody you know in Onaway. There'll be signs, yard signs coming, the large 4x8s that are coming for the locations there in Onaway, and the cards will be passed out through restaurants, gas station, businesses, door to door. The candidates themselves will actually be going door to door, passing out the cards, asking for votes on November 5th. Now, one thing that's pretty interesting as I wrap up today's show, I want to get into this story real briefly. We may have to hold this over till tomorrow. And again, I reached out to Andrew Fink. He's going to confirm he's coming on the show tomorrow to be interviewed by me. He is a candidate running for Supreme Court. So this is something that we are going to absolutely, absolutely try to get this information out to you before you go to the state convention on Saturday in Flint. One of the things that is appearing to be a desperate move by the DNC. Colonel West, well, his campaign has been thrown off the ballot by Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. She claims that there were some filing issues over his signatures that disqualifies him from being on the ballot. Colonel West's campaign says it's committing to fighting what is called a desperate move by the Democratic National Committee and its affiliates to keep him off the Michigan November ballot. Edwin DeJesus, a spokesperson for West's campaign, told MERS that the state's disqualification of his campaign based on improper notarization of his affidavit of identity, as well as additional signatures required to put him on the ballot, is nothing more than a desperate move by the DNC and their affiliates, driven by their inability to address the general concerns of the American people. Wes was, as you know, kicked off the ballot last Friday, August 16th. The charges regarding procedural errors in our filings, along with notarization specifics, are trivial technicalities being weaponized to distract from the substantive policy debates we are looking forward to having with Kamala Harris as well as Donald Trump. This is a distraction from the policies, the failed policies, excuse me, of the Biden-Harris administration, which we and our supporters, including significant Arab and Muslim communities in Michigan, absolutely feel need to be heard. Now I'm going to stop right there. Cornel West has basically aligned himself with the Arabs and the Muslims in Michigan. Here's the interesting thing. If he stays on the ballot, the Rashida Tlaib crowd, the protesters that were outside the convention center last night prohibiting some of the delegates from even getting inside, in the state of Michigan, folks, if Cornel West is on the ballot, he takes votes away from Biden, Harris, campaign. This whole thing comes down to the fact that Harris replacing Biden last minute, where Biden won the Michigan primary back on February 27th, fair and square. Biden won it. But it's his policies that Kamala Harris is continuing to embrace where they support Israel. Well, the Arabs and Muslim communities in Michigan, the largest Arab Muslim population in the country, could actually change the vote and cause Donald Trump to win the state of Michigan if Cornel West is allowed to stay on the ballot. In the letter late on Friday afternoon, Elections Director Jonathan Brader told the West campaign the state will not certify West as a candidate in the general election, because the Colorado notarization doesn't conform with Colorado law. In part, it contains unfilled blanks and failed to actually properly identify who was the notary in performing the notarial act on the application affidavit of identity. Additionally, signatures were not properly filed in a timely manner. Michigan law provides for reciprocity for a notary act if it complies with the state where the notary act took place, doing everything they can to keep him off the ballot.